What I think you will see happen is that there will be a 30-day or 90-day extension and leave everything just like it is for 90 days, giving Congress 90 more days to sit around and try to figure out what to do.
Young called the partisan inability to work together the biggest problem in government. For 20 minutes, the 21-term Pinellas County Congressional Representative talked about his own commitment to bipartisanship. In that spirit, St. Petersburg activist Chuck Turgeon asked Young for his commitment to preserving the Bush-era tax cuts for the middle class, but not the wealthiest Americans.
If you could help ease my mind and a lot of other people's minds by saying that you would vote to extend the middle-class tax cuts without holding hostage tax cuts for the rich. Oh, everybody, because they're going to get that tax cut, too.
First, I got to tell you this. The vote will be on whatever they put on the floor.
Well, that's the discharge position would allow the vote to go to the floor that was already put, that would extend the middle-class tax cuts. That was put earlier in the year. So if you sign the discharge position, which only 25 Republicans would have to do, then it would already bring the vote up.
Well,
is that not something you're willing to do?
No, I'm willing to see the negotiations come to a successful conclusion.
Well, that's something we don't need to negotiate on cross board. Everybody, both on the Republican side and the Democratic side, agree on those tax cuts.
If you think that anybody in Congress on either party want to see the middle class adversely affected, you're wrong.
I don't think they do.
Well, they don't.
But they're using it as a bargaining chip, it sounds like to me. It sounds like they're holding it hostage.
Young is one of more than 200 members of Congress to sign an anti-tax pledge promising not to raise taxes. Young said he isn't in favor of raising taxes, but that doesn't mean he wouldn't vote to raise revenue.
Well, I will support what has to be done if it meets the parameters of no taxing, just to spend money.
Former congressional aide Jessica Ehrlich unsuccessfully challenged Young in this year's election. Some of her supporters claim that Ehrlich's campaign took a hit because Young refused to debate her. Former Suncoast Tiger Bay president Jerry Evans asked Young why.
Why would I debate when the opposition candidate, that's all that campaign talked about, was personal attacks on me? Now, I'm not going to stand up here and debate personal attacks on me.
Since she couldn't debate him, the Ehrlich campaign started criticizing Young for avoiding the stage and colored him as out of touch with voters. Evans said she didn't know if a debate would have helped the Ehrlich campaign, but that the reaction to Young's refusal to participate in one certainly didn't help.
Well, I think she attacked it negatively. I don't know that it affected her campaign negatively. There's a difference there. She became very negative about the fact that he would not debate her, and that negativity came through in volumes. It was very loud and clear that she was angry about it. I don't think you get to be angry.
Young chairs the Subcommittee on Defense and spends most of his time in Washington focusing on that. He received a booming round of applause by matter-of-factly reiterating that he wants all troops removed from Afghanistan immediately. He didn't get the same reaction when he explained why.
And they're telling me that in the hospitals. When I go into the hospital at Walter Reed and I see the rooms full of and the aisles full of people in wheelchairs, missing legs, missing arms, and I have a chance to talk with them and, you know, what happened? Why did this happen? And they will always say, rules of engagement, rules of engagement. We're not allowed to fight unless we're really being attacked. That's not how you win. If you're not going to fight the war, get the heck out of it.